Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In high school basketball last night, boys postseason action getting underway last evening. We had a 1A game for you here on KJAN last night as Chris and I were in Audubon to see the Wheelers defeat Glen Ralston by a final of 59-52. Audubon off to a quick start as they jumped out to a quick 13-0 advantage.
Came out and executed our game plan at the start and got way ahead of them, and you know, we kind of got in foul trouble and had to take some guys out and kind of change our game plan a little bit and, you know, tighten things up for us. We kind of knew it would when those two got in foul trouble, but you know, to our guys' credit, they fought through it and came out with a W.
That's Wheeler coach Brett Dorsey talking about the start after the ball game last night. He got some good guard play last night. Andy Hoffman finished with 19 points. Michael Byland, 17. A lot of those coming from long-range three-point shots last evening for the Wheelers.
They've both been playing pretty good off and on all year, and this you know, this is really probably the first time they've played good basketball together. It's a good sign for us going forward.
Well, some foul trouble last night, especially to Andrew Earlmeyer, who picked up his fourth just a little more than 9 minutes into the game last night, and he ended up having to set the bench, but he gave him some good energy down the stretch.
Yeah, he does that, and in our full court press, you know, he's our energy. You know, we set up for him to get steals with our other guys, and without him in there, it threw us totally out of our game plan. And well, the two other guys, they stepped up, made plays, and got the job done.
Wheelers also made free throws, 11 out of 14 in the ball game, including most of those in the fourth quarter, as they put that game away late in a 59-52 victory. They advance into Thursday's quarterfinal round of district play in Class 1A. Another 1A district first-round action last night. Madrid beat Peyton Sherdan 66-37. West Harrison, a winner over AHST, 57-55. Stanton topping South Page 48-36. Lenox defeats Bedford 64-52. Earlham over Orient Maxburg 54-46. It was East Union over Diagonal 73-45. Nishna Botna in overtime, a 57-47 winner over Essex last night. And also St. Albert defeats Heartland Christian by a final of 76-8. In Class 2A first-round district play last night, it was Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 51-45. Clarinda Academy beating Shenandoah 66-38. Jefferson Scranton topping South Central Calhoun 67-58. Also Panorama in overtime 69-66 over Clark. West Central Valley beat Central Decatur 65-40. And Kemper Catholic posting an 86-56 win over Maple Valley last night. We have girls basketball for you tonight here on KJAN as the postseason continues for the girls. 1A action this evening here on the radio as Chris and I will be in Elkhorn tonight as Coon Rapids Bayard will face off against Exira EHK. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip time. We're on the air at 6:50 tonight with that 1A regional quarterfinal round game this evening here on the radio. On college men's basketball, Perry Jones III and Baylor never lost confidence, even while losing consecutive games for the second time in a month. They got back on track in a hurry as Jones rediscovered his shooting touch with 18 points, and ninth-ranked Bears rebounded from two big losses with a 79-64 win over Iowa State last night, just 2 days after losing at Missouri by that same score. Jones already had 10 points by halftime, one more than he had combined last week when Baylor lost to number 4 Kansas and number 3 Missouri in consecutive games for the second time this season. The Bears are undefeated against the rest of the Big 12 and everybody else that they've played, and clearly have proven themselves as the league's third-best team for now. Iowa State had won 4 of its previous five games to tie them for third place. Royce White had 14 points but 7 turnovers after a career-high 25 points in a win over Texas A&M. Melvin Edgem had 17 points to lead the Cyclones, who are now 18-8 overall. They're 8-5 in Big 12 play with that loss last night. Second-ranked Syracuse scored the final 6 points last night while holding Louisville scoreless over the final 3.5 minutes to defeat the 19th-ranked Cardinals 52-51 in a Big East game. C.J. Fair scored 14 to lead the Orange in the low-scoring tilt. Also last night, it was 4th-ranked Kansas holding off Kansas State 59-53, another low-scoring affair as Tyshawn Taylor had 20 points. And Jeff Withey had 18 points, 11 boards to help lead the way. Well, the Kentucky Wildcats are once again the top team in the weekly Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Wildcats, who have won 25 of 26 games, received 63 of the first-place votes cast by the media panel. Second-ranked Syracuse, which is also 25-1, received the remaining two first-place nods. Rounding out the top five this week, Missouri, Kansas, and Duke. The second five consists of Ohio State, Michigan, North Carolina, Baylor, and Georgetown. New to the poll for the first time this season are Notre Dame at number 23 and Wichita State. The Shockers are tied for 24th with Gonzaga. With just six games left before the Big Ten Conference Tournament, Iowa has clearly made progress under Coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes have already won more games than they did in each of the previous two seasons, both overall and in the league, and a 500 finish in the Big Ten remains within reach. Iowa might be in position to do even bigger things in McCaffrey's second season if it wasn't for such a porous defense. The Hawkeyes rank last in the Big Ten in scoring defense by nearly 5 points a game, and they're also bringing up the rear in field goal percentage defense. Shoddy defense has been a season-long trend for the Hawkeyes, one that has McCaffrey searching for answers as they prepare to play their next game, which will be against Penn State, coming up this Thursday. The University of Iowa will host first and second-round NCAA tournament games in women's basketball in 2013. The NCAA announced Monday that Iowa City will serve as one of 16 sites for early-round games next spring. This will be the 13th time that Carver Hawkeye Arena has served as an NCAA tournament host. Hilton Coliseum in Ames will host first and second-round games next month, while Des Moines will host regional semifinals and finals. In the NBA last night, Orlando beat Minnesota 102-89, Philadelphia over Charlotte 98-89, Miami tops Milwaukee 114-96, New Orleans an 86-80 winner over Utah, Dallas beat the LA Clippers 96-92, while Golden State topped Phoenix 102-96. In the National Hockey League, Carolina over Montreal 5-3, San Jose 5-3 over Washington, and Vancouver wins in a shootout over Phoenix 2-1. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, in October, the commissioners of Conference USA and the Mountain West Conference announced that the two leagues were working to merge their football operations starting in 2013. At the time, both left open the possibility that the football relationship could grow into something bigger. Now, members of Conference USA and current and future members of the Mountain West are on their way to forming a new league for all sports that will begin in 2013. The 16 schools are taking a bigger is better approach that will create a conference with schools in five time zones. The new conference likely will have 18 to 24 schools split into divisions and not only have a football championship game, but also semifinals. It also plans to hold a conference basketball tournament. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't ready to part ways with Hines Ward just yet. GM Kevin Colbert says the team has had internal discussions on what to do with the franchise's all-time leading receiver, but no decision's been made. NFL.com reported last week that the Steelers were planning to release the 35-year-old Ward, who took on a diminished role last season behind Mike Wallace, Antonio Brown, and Emmanuel Sanders. Ward posted on his Facebook page Saturday that he's willing to restructure his contract in hopes of finishing his career with Pittsburgh. He has 2 years remaining at a cost of about $4 million a season. The 14-year veteran became the eighth NFL player to reach 1,000 career receptions last season. Randy Moss wants to resurrect his NFL career. Moss used a live web chat on his 35th birthday Monday to announce that he plans to come out of retirement next season. Moss retired last August after compiling nearly 15,000 receiving yards and 153 touchdowns in 13 seasons. He last played in 2010. North Texas football coach Dan McCarney has been hospitalized with an unspecified medical problem. Athletic director Rick Villarreal says McCarney was taken to the hospital Sunday after experiencing what he called medical difficulties. Villarreal says he doesn't know exactly what caused McCarney to fall ill. The 58-year-old McCarney has coached the Mean Green since November of 2010. He was the coach at Iowa State from 1995 to 2006. He's also been an assistant in his career at Florida, South Florida, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Freddie Solomon, the former Miami Dolphins and 49ers wide receiver who became known as Fabulous Freddie and committed himself to community service, has died. He was 59. Solomon lived in Florida and had battled cancer over the past year. The 49ers announced his death on Monday. The Dolphins selected Solomon in the second round of the 1975 draft out of the University of Tampa. He spent his first three NFL seasons with Miami and his final eight in San Francisco, finishing with 371 receptions for nearly 6,000 yards and 48 touchdowns. During his stint in San Francisco, Solomon also ran for 329 yards and three touchdowns as an important member of late Hall of Fame coach Bill Walsh's West Coast offense. The University of Nebraska at Omaha will play an outdoor hockey game at TD Ameritrade Park next season. One of the people organizing the game, speaking anonymously, said the opponent will be North Dakota. A United States Hockey League game between the Omaha Lancers and Lincoln Stars also will be played outdoors. They'll be the first hockey games played at 24,000-seat TD Ameritrade Park, home of the College World Series. At least 18 college hockey games have been played outdoors since Michigan State and Michigan met at Spartan Stadium in October of 2001. Most recently, Ohio State and Michigan played before nearly 26,000 at Progressive Field in Cleveland on January 15th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.